seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim, alayhi salam, was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and Imam Musa al-Kazim was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. We find in the various books in which Islamic historians and biographers have written extensively that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam's personality was full of noble qualities such as generosity. And so historians have unanimously agreed that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was the most generous of the people, and he was the greatest among the people when it came to giving to the needy. It is said that his purses were proverbial, so that the people had said, "We wonder at him to whom Musa's purses come, while he would still complain of poverty." And so, generosity is one of those noble qualities which can be seen clearly in the beautiful personality of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. These, dear friends, are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام: الحمام يوم ويوم لا يكثر اللحم، وإدمانه كل يوم يذيب شحم الكليتين.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "Going to the bath house every alternate day causes weight gain, and going every day causes the fat around the kidneys to melt away."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the beautiful conversations and dialogues that we find, which are related to Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, we have some very interesting conversations. Now, in one of these conversations, we find that the companions asked Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam about things that remove the grace and remove the bounties of a human being. In response, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam advised his companions to be moderate and to refrain from wastefulness and extravagance, israf, as it is known in Arabic. And furthermore, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam said that being immoderate and being wasteful and being extravagant brings about the removal of Allah's bounties and boons. And so Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam says, whoever is moderate and content enjoys their bounties. But whoever wastes and goes too far in spending loses his bounties. And then Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam said to his companion, whoever is moderate never becomes poor. A very beautiful conversation between the companion and Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and we learn so much from this conversation, but suffice to say that we live in a world which is full of materialism and consumerism. And of course, materialism is primarily driven by our own selfish desires and our worldly desires and passions. And consumerism, on the other hand, driven by systems who want to take advantage of human beings and want to make money and wealth off of human beings and their weakness when it comes to worldly possessions. Here, it seems that this seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, gives us a solution to this very vicious cycle of materialism and consumerism. He says, whoever is moderate, be moderate in your spending, be moderate in your eating, be moderate in your clothing, be moderate in the things that you buy and the things that you acquire, the things that you work for, be moderate in them. And not only to be moderate with these things, but also be content and satisfied with what you have. It's not always necessary that we continue to buy a bigger house, and or we continue to buy a more expensive car, or we continue to buy shoes one after the other when only one pair suffices. So here Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim, talking to his companion in this discussion, says, be moderate, be content, and you will enjoy the bounties that you have. But on the other hand, if you waste and if you go too far in spending, right? So even if you buy too much food and then you throw it away, a problem that some of us have in the holy month of Ramadan, or we go too far in spending, we end up using all of our money and then put ourselves in a difficult financial economic situation. If we do these things, we will lose our bounties. And finally, one who is moderate, one who is content with what they have, they will never become poor. Beautiful words in this conversation between master and disciple, between imam and follower. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I want you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Mansur al-Dawaniqi was the Khalifa as well. And after him comes Mahdi Abbasi, who was also a very fearful, very dreadful, you know, Khalifa, very tyrant. Then Hadi Abbasi, and then Harun Abbasi, the Harun Rashid, who was the main culprit and who was the person in charge for the martyrdom of the seventh Imam. So we see about six Khulafa, one after the other came, and they persecuted the Alawiyun, the followers of Ahl Bayt, the Imams. Imam have trained students, Imam have maintained that level of knowledge, that seat of knowledge which Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam had, and he had propagated and promoted the same knowledge. He has carried it on. I mean, this was a very crucial period from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to Imam Ridha alayhi salam. You would find that it was intense for the Imam and for the followers of the Imam, to really propagate and to really teach. But Imam managed to really transfer that to the 8th Imam.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.